Okay, today's daf is Ksubis daf Mem Aleph, the last daf here in the third parak, in Parak Yelan Aris, and we will start on the top of Mem Aleph Amad Aleph, the Mishnah, the last Mishnah here in the parak. This parak has been much to do about Knossos, so we will again focus. This last daf is one of the major sugis in all of Shas, relating specifically to the Chi of Knossos in general. You know, we mentioned over the course of the last 2 weeks or so, the specific Knoss of Onis and Mefata and its relationship, their relationship with each other, and whether Knoss is subject to Kimle B'drabamine, and whether other Dine Mominus apply to Knoss. And today we're specifically going to focus on various types of Knossos, one of them being the one that's discussed in this parak, but it's going to branch out, and again, some of the Shas and Yanim that come up related to Knossos are on today's daf, really the last daf in the third parak in Ksubis and the last daf of the first parak in Baba Kama. Those are the two of the places where Knossos are discussed at length. Okay, so here we go. Says the Mishnah, the litmus test and the example given in halacha of the uniqueness of Knas is the halacha that's discussed by our Mishnah right here, and that's the sugya of Modi B'Knas. Usually, if somebody comes to Bezdin and says, I owe him $100, Bezdin trusts him, because Hodas Baldin Kameh Edim Dami. If I admit, okay, I can obligate myself. But Modi B'Knas is Pator. That is what we hold. And that's what the Mishnah uses as the litmus test. Ha'omer Pititi is Bito Shoploni. Somebody comes to Bezdin and says, I was Mefate, the daughter of so-and-so, I'm Chayiv B'Knas. So the Mishnah says he does not pay the Knas. He pays the other payments, as we have said. Mishalim Boshes Ubagam al Piasmo. Vein Mishalim Knas. The other payments of Boshes Ubagam, as we discussed, he doesn't pay the Tsar. That's what we discussed on the earlier in the parak, where there is no Tsar for Mifate, and we'll see why the Mishnah doesn't say a case of Ones, but the Mishnah says you pay the Mamon payments, Mishalim Boshes Upagam Al Pi Atzmo. But you don't pay Knas. You don't pay Knas Al Pi Atzmo. There is a thought that the Bali Drush say over relating to the Sugya of Modi B'Knas V'Yachakach Bo Edim. The Gemara Machlokas in Baba Kama. What if a person sees that there are two witnesses on their way to court about to testify that he stole, so he runs to court quickly and says, I stole! Killed you, he only wants to be chayav the Karen, he doesn't want to be chayav the Kefel. So, does that work? Modi B'Knas V'Yachakach Bo Edim. So, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel says he still has to pay. Modi B'Knas is chayav, because it's not Pater anymore. The Edim came afterwards. And Rav says no. Rav says Modi B'Knas is still Pater even if Achragah Bo Edim. So the Bali Drush say that we all do tshuva, hopefully every day of our lives, but at least every Elul. So we're Modi. We're Modi about our Knossos. But what's going to happen after 120? V'Achragah Bo Edim. Edim are going to come. Ayve, what are we going to do? So what did Bilam say? Mi Yichya Mi Sumo El. Mi Yichya Mi Shemuel. Who's going to live from Shmuel? We find the Shmuel. Modi B'Knas V'Achragah Bo Edim Ischayev. Forget it. So Baruch Hashem, we know passing like Shmuel. V'Salachti La'avoni Ki Ravu. Right, Baruch Hashem, it's Rav, and therefore Modi B'Knas V'Achragah Bo Edim is Pater. And as long as we do tshuva before the end, you know, it's all good. Okay, so that's the drush I got it to for the day. Now we get back to the lumdus. So the first line in the Mishnah said that if somebody is Modi B'Knas, they do not pay. There is a question, we dealt with this back in the beginning of the parak, and that is, what about the velosia leisha element? The payment is for sure a knas. We had a havamina in the beginning of the parak, is the velosia leisha linked with the payment? Meaning, if there's no mitzvah, velosia leisha, because there is an isser for the man to marry this woman, do you pay the knas? What about Chayvei Lavin? What about Chayvei Aseh? We had Shimon HaTimni and Shimon HaNasi and Rabbi Akiva, all the different deos. So in the Maskana we said it could be Chilukim. You could still pay a Knas even if it's Usser to marry. So this is a question in the Achronim. Whether there is that link. Rabbi Elchanan here discusses it in Simei Kuf Chav Zayin. He has this Shiloh. We had it earlier from someone else. We'll say it mentioned in a second. Rabbi Elchanan says that in Kuf Chav Zayin, he discusses this whether the Losia Leisha applies Bizman Hazeh. Meaning what? That is a nafgamina. Knossos don't apply Bizman Hazeh. Ain't done in Knossos Bizman Hazeh. We don't have the smuchin as we could do. So the question is Velosia Leisha, if there's an authoritative Bezdin, would they implement that? Is that a Knoss or not? Right, that is one of the nafkaminas. Right, he says, Hadasho sebatitso hu betores knas. The imkain eino noy bezmanazet. Ubesefer achinach kasav de noegis bezmanazet de eina knas. Chemucha bedevri haraban. Right, that's the one nafkamina, whether velosia leisha is knas or not. The mitzvah samelech, which we mentioned back at the beginning of the parak, thinks it's a machlokes we've shown him, whether it is a knas or not, and it might depend where you link it in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. He quotes there in Mitzvah Reish Yud Ches, the Rambam counts a separate mitzvah saseh to Velosi Elisha. Separate mitzvah. Shetzivanu lasei sa'onis es anusaso. Not a mitzvah that we want to do, but a mitzvah if somebody's in this situation. But that is the Rambam counts it as a separate mitzvah, and the Bahag and Rav Sadia go and do not count it. They don't count it as a mitzvah. Umanu rak parshas ones b'minyan aparshios shemisurin al atzibur. We know the Gaonim split up the mitzvahs in terms of chovas hayachid, chovas atzibur, chovas bezdin. So they put this in the dvarim hamisurim l'tzibur. Says Rav Yerucham Fishel Perlow in his commentary on Rav Sadia Gaon that it must be because they hold velosia leisha mishum kanasu velochein chiyuvo eino ela api bezdin. It's part of the obligations of bezdin, not an obligation of the person. And not on each individual. But the Rambam holds, the Rambam quotes it. The Rambam says, it's a chiyuv on each person. It's a mitzvah for the ones to marry. So gufa de machlokes, whether you count it as a separate mitzvah or not, is another nafkamina, whether it's a knas or whether it would be, just a mitzvah in this situation. So number one, whether it's a mitzvah or not. Number two, whether it's noheg bizman hazeh or not. And there are others, we mentioned back in the beginning of the parak. What is the mitzvah? Is it just kiddushin or do you have to do nisuin? Right, is that, when does one fulfill the mitzvah? That's a machlokas achronim. Machlokas achronim. So, the mitzvah melech suggests, maybe this is also related. Im din velotia li'isha mishum kanas o mishum mitzvah. Din achinami, im hu mishum mitzvah, mistaver da mitzvah hi gufa l'to'eles ho'anusa. If it's a mitzvah, it's for her good. V'lachein b'inan dafka nisuin. Derak bazem mefiz daita. Right, you need nisuin if it's a knas. Ulam lefia flaw, according to the flaw that says maybe it's a knas, so a knas is always focused on the doer of the knas, not the receiver of the knas. Right, mode of a knas, so a person doesn't have to pay, even though the victim would want to get it, but it's focused on the giver. Umemela, and that's what we said, maybe Kimli wouldn't apply to knasos because the focus is on the giver, and he wouldn't be able to be mochel. Okay, these are some of the issues that are related to how you define velosia leisha. Our Mishnah discusses whether it is mode beknas pater in terms of the mammon sense. What about losia leisha? Meaning, if he's mode beknas, would he have to marry this woman? That's the nafkamina of mode beknas. Would he have to be velosia leisha, or he's off the hook because he was mode before Adam came? I'm saying, according to if Adam come afterwards, so then you get to the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Then you would have to pay with the knas. So the other thing, if that's also a knas, it would go with it. So that is a discussion in the Achronim. The Radvaz also discusses this in the Tshuva. He says, Shalta daiti, v'mishanas nara v'akachode, t'kaimelon mode b'knas pater, and pater gam kemi lisa osa, kiven shapater mena knas, odilma kofen osa lisa osa. Right, that's the Radvaz's, Tshuva number 19, very early in the Radvaz. Chelek Aleph Simen Yutes. He says, I didn't see anybody talk about this. Davar zel ha-reisi mefurish be'echam enam ha-farshim. Not one. U'mistavrli shekofen osa v'yisa osa v'yishta batitza. He thinks you have to. Thinks he would have to. He says he does not think this would be considered a knas, and therefore he says you'd have to do it even bizman hazeh, and maybe nobody talks about it because it's such an obvious point. But that is that's the Radvaz. Okay, let's continue. That is the first halacha in the Mishnah relating to the knas of ones and mefate. Number two, now we get to another knas. Ha'omer, ganavti. If somebody comes and says, I was gonev, I stole. And we know, big difference between Geneva and Gazela. Geneva pays Kefel, Gazela does not. So, if somebody comes to Bezdin and says, I stole Geneva, Meshalim is a Karen Alpi Atzmo, Vein Meshalim, Dashlumi Kefel, Dashlumi Arba Vachamisha. And they pay the Karen and the principal, but they don't pay the Kefel or the Dalar Vahay. Right? That is the, second halach of the Mishnah, talking about Kefel and Karen. The Tosfos Yontif here says, what's the Chiddush? What's the chiddush here? We just said in the first line of the Mishnah, you don't pay knasos al piyatzmo. So what's the chiddush? So this is an important comment. Because we have general knasos, which are totally arbitrary. Right, we have... Right, in our case, chamishim shkalim. And then we'll get to shloshim shel eved. Most knasos are totally arbitrary, a fixed amount. And then we come to kefel. What's kefel? Double the keren. So it's fixed, but it's not so fixed. So that is a unique type of knas, because it has something to do with what you did. It's not totally arbitrary. You say, shloshim shel eved, doesn't matter what the eved value was. Or the doesn't matter who the woman was. All of a sudden, kefel has something to do with it, how much you stole. But it's double. So the Tosfos Yontif says, that's the chiddush. That's the chiddush of the second line of the Mishnah. Because you might have said, this isn't a regular knas. We'll see, there are two types of these kinds of knasos. Most knasos are arbitrary, but there are two kinds of knasos that have something to do with what you did. This is one of them, and the other one we'll get to is shartam, which also has to do with something that you did. But says the Tosfos Yontif, Uba Omer Ganavti Kamash Molan, Di Avagav Di Bechlal Tashlumei Kefel Yesh Bo Keren, Vi Hava Amina, Da Agav Da Chayiv Be Keren, Yishalim Gamkein HaKnas, Kamash Molan Delo. What's the Hava Amina? That this Knas is held hostage to the Keren related to it. This Knas is Meshubid to the Keren. And it's not a knas that's totally separate, a motive knas pater. This is a knas that's related to something that's not knas, related to mammon. And therefore you might have said you're chayiv in this knas, even if you're modeh. Kamash malon you don't. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger right there on the Mishnayis. Hainu, demi resha bebatiti, demi chayiv be upagam, mikom akon pater miknas, hainu de kol echad hu inyin bifnei atzmo. Veino kolol, ha boshes upagam betoch haknas. Avo kefel, tu hu shnei pa'amim keren. But kefel, which is just two kerens, maybe this isn't really a knas in the normal sense. Havi kamo keren meruba, says Rabbi Kiva Eger. Bazeh havi salka daitach, kiva de mechayev bemiksas mea kefel, tahainu a keren yischayev bekulo. And then he says the dochik. I don't know, he's clear that Havamina, he says, but I'm not so happy with it. Right, why might he be so happy? The Gemara calls this Knas all over Shas. So, it's a Knas. The answer is, it's a different type of Knas. And therefore, you might say that this is not a regular mode of Knas, and that is why it could be different. This is also a big topic. The relationship between the Kefel and the Keren in Geneva. Just two other examples. One, as we just mentioned, Sefer HaMitzvos, there is, as we know, the Rambam has Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam wrote the Sefer HaMitzvos, nowadays it's printed as a separate Sefer, but when we say the big three of the Rambam, we usually mean Mishnah Torah, Mor Nevuchim, and Pirush Mishnayos. What about Sefer HaMitzvos? Sefer HaMitzvos was written as an introduction to Mishnah Torah. I'm going to list off all the mitzvos, and now I'm going to explain them. But right before Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam has what's called the Minyan HaKatzar, the shorter list of the 613, where he has one mitzvah, every line, just one line, not a paragraph per mitzvah like he has in Sefer HaMitzvos, but he has one line. And even there, we have comments of the Ravid and the Kesef Mishnah. Right on Sefer HaMitzvos, we have the Ramban. But on the Minyan HaKatzar, right, going into Mishnah Torah, the Ravid has comments. So, if you look in mitzvah number 239, Reish Lamed Tes, the Rambam counts a mitzvah to deal with a ganav. Ladun, it's a mitzvah on Bezdin. Ladun beganav bitashlumin obemisa. I mean, what's misa if somebody kidnapped? Ladun beganav bitashlumin obemisa. Shneamar v'chiyignovit v'im b'machteres. That's also an issue of misa. V'gonevish. That's the Rambam. Fine. No controversy. No thing. He recounts the mitzvah on Bezdin to deal with the ganav. Says the Ravid right there. He says, Loma lo yechashvu shtayim v'shalosh. One line. Why doesn't the Rambam count two mitzvahs? Three mitzvahs. What kind of two mitzvahs? So, partially maybe he means Gnevas Mamon, Gnevas Nefesh, right? Kidnapping versus money. But also, what the Ravid is bothered by, the Achronim point out, and that is, you know, maybe you should count Karen and Kefel as separate dinim. Bezdin dealing with the Karen of Gneva, Bezdin dealing with the Kefel of Gneva. Maybe the Ravid is saying that they're not so connected. And the Rambam is emphasizing, no, maybe there's a link between them, and therefore, you could count them as one mitzvah. Again, you can never build a shir based on a diuk of how moni mitzvahs count mitzvos, but it definitely is part of part of that issue, right, that's pointed out. Why do we have so many Sefer HaMitzvos? Who cares what the 613 mitzvahs are? Right? Just do the mitzvahs. Is this one mitzvah? Is this two mitzvah? Tefillin is two mitzvahs. Tzitzis is one mitzvah. Do the mitzvah. The answer is, there's an appreciation of the conceptual analysis of the categories of the mitzvos. And the Rishonim spent an inordinate amount of time teaching me, the Ramban, how many machlokos are there? Even though lamaisa, there might not be so many differences between them. Sometimes there is, but sometimes there's not, but they still use so much mental energy because they wanted to make sure that we knew and appreciated the mitzvahs and not just did the mitzvahs. Just one other example of this discussion of the connection. Again, this is a Bava Kamma topic, but the connection between the Karen and the Kefel. The Rambam says, Misha Ganav, Aleph Tesvav in Hilchos Geneva, Misha Ganav Kli, Ushvaro, O Pachazo, I stole a Kli and then I broke it, or it went down in value. O Nishbar, O Nifchaz, or it broke by itself. There's a sugya called Ein Shamin, the first parak in Bava Kamma. We don't evaluate, well, the Kli used to be worth 20, and now it's worth 16. So give back the broken kli and just be mashlim the four of the difference. So the sugya in Geneva is called Ein Shamin, meaning no. You pay 20. You can keep the broken kli, right? The yonta, I don't have to make the other guy just have the difference and the shard. Ein Shamin. That's the halacha. Ein Shamin leganef. Why? Right when the ganef breaks it, he just has to pay back the full amount of money, unless the nigrav wants it. If he wants his broken kli and the difference, he has that choice. But if he doesn't, so then the nigrav has to say, no, you broke it. I don't want the difference. I just want it all in money. That's the Rambam. El ein shamin lo apachas el aro en kama haya shave hakli umishalim lebailim shnayim bedamav vakli ashaver yela ganef. Right, that is the halacha. Says the Ravid, maybe l'shitaso. Says the Ravid, well, the Rambam's talking about that halacha is the keren. Aval bekefla shamin ganiv dumya de gazlan vasechel morekain. Says the Ravid, the halacha of ein shamin should only apply to the keren, not to the kefel. So I don't know what the Ravid's, we're not getting into the details, but again, the Ravid is bothered that the kefel should have a different din than the keren, just like the Ravid might have said that you should count it as a separate mitzvah. The Rambam, though, both consisted, says, no, you link them, and therefore they can go together. Okay, so that's a unique discussion, starting with the Tosfos Yontif on our Mishnah, that the Kefel might be a unique type of Knas than general Knasos. Okay, and again, the main topic of Knas we'll get to by the Shem in a couple of minutes. Says the Mishnah, the third case, a third Knas, that is Knas of... We'll see. Hey, Mishorius Ploni, Oshoro Shal Ploni, Harizah Mishalim Apiyatzmo. That is not a case of Knas. If my ox killed somebody, Rachmana Litzlan, or my ox killed another person's ox. So that's not Knas. If my ox kills somebody else's ox, that's Nezek. If my ox kills somebody, Rachmana Litzlan, so that's Kofer. Kofer. So Kofer is not Knas. Kofer is a payment. Right? The Gemara talks about whether kufr is kapara or mamona, but it's not knas, and therefore that you pay al pi atzmo. But the other case, as follows, is the knas. Hamish shori avdo shoploni, if my ox killed an eved kanani of so-and-so, ein mishalim al pi atzmo, xeros lakasuv, so then you pay shloshim shel eved, you pay 30, that is a knas, and therefore one would not pay al pi atzma. Zeh aklal, and the Mishnah just ends off by saying, that's the rule. Kol ha-mishalim yeser al mashehizik, ein ha-mishalim al pi atzma. If anybody has to pay more than they damage, they don't pay based on their own admission. Again, we'll see in the Gemara, this doesn't only mean more than, it might mean less than. Just if you pay something arbitrary, then you don't pay al pi atzma. Period. Says the Gemara, v'lisni anasti. Back to the case number one, which is the connection to our perek. Why does the Mishnah say, if somebody comes and says, I was mafata, right, I have to pay, right? Well, by the way, do we get into the sugya of the second parak that we had? Ein adam eisam asva rasha. Right, ein adam eisam asva rasha. So how can we trust him? He comes and says, I seduced, I raped. Ein adam eisam asva rasha. So how could somebody self-incriminate themselves? So the answer is, here, what are we doing to him? We're just making him pay. So it's the mamon elements of this act. It's a good question. Would we passel him le'edus in this case? Would we really trust him? He's basically saying, hodos bal din k'me'edim dami. So making him pay. we're not going to, you know, if he did something like this and came and said, I ate treif, whip me, so we're not going to whip him, right? This is just the mamonis element that we trust, or at least we act based upon it. It's hodas baldin. So that's why the Gemara doesn't ask the Shaila here, because it's just the mamonis element. So the Gemara says, "Velisni anasti." Why doesn't the Mishnah say the case of I was ma'anes? Why does the Dafka say I was mefate? Same halacha would apply, but what's the difference? Lo mi boy kamar, because it's a not only lo mi boy anasti delo kapagim la. Not only by ones do we say that he has to pay, where he does not say she did anything wrong. He's not poking her in any way. The Mishalim Boches of Bakam Apiatzmo, there for sure he pays. Avopatiti de Kapagim Law. But if he says I was mafat to her, where basically he's putting some of the blame on her, he's poking her, so maybe we should say, no, don't let him pay. Because then people are going to think badly of her also, and it's going to affect her. Ema lo mishalim al piyatzmo. You might think that in that case he does not. Kamash malon, even in a case of mafate, he pays. And what? Even if people think badly of her, or we might say that people will just say he's moda hodas baldin. Well, no, we don't know. He's coming to court to say he's moda, but lav dafka that this occurred. But either way, that's the kamash malon. Says the Gemara and Mastisan to Loki Aitana, and the Mishnah is against the following Brisa, who holds like the Havamina. Detanya, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rebbe Shimon, Af Boshe Supagam, Eino Mishalim Al Piyatzmo. He does not. Lo Kol He Menu She Yifgom Bito Shaploni. He doesn't have the power to just come and without any witnesses, just say that she was involved in this act, and then pay even if she's, she's going to get money. But still, he doesn't have the power to do that. Says the Gemara, Amalir Pavalabaya, Nicha Leila Didamai. What if she wants the money? What if she'll take the money? She'll take the money anyway. So, what's the halacha? Domalo Nicha Leila Avia. Well, maybe your father's not interested in having a daughter that did this. Nicha Leila Avia Mai. What if the father says it's okay? And then this is all according to the Shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. Domalo Nicha Luhu Lebnei Mishpacha. Maybe your family, your brothers. Nicha Luhu Lebnei Mishpacha Mai. She's got to have some long-lost relative out there that it might bother. Right, does that really mean that literally? It just means, what if we know she doesn't have any relatives. So you might say, well, everybody has a relative. What if she's the son of a ger? Right, you can keep going. But what this might mean, and the Gemara says this elsewhere also, inherently, because it normally affects others, so then this is something that's not Naaman. You don't look at the literally, practically in every case, is somebody. Maybe that was a Havamina. What if the father's upset? What if the brothers are upset? And what does the Gemara answer? Oh, somebody out there. Oh, come on. If there's one relative out that lives on the other side of the world, we have to be worried about that. So, yes, maybe, but it also might be something deeper. It means that this halacha inherently affects others. And if something affects others, then it is a more fundamental halacha, which he doesn't have the power to do. So another example, not exactly the same, but another example. The Gemara says in Kiddushin Samachay, relating to the issue of getting married without Edim. Right, a husband and wife video their marriage. Right, a chassan and kala do a selfie. Hariyamu kudeshesli, he gives her the ring, and a million people watch it afterwards on video. Right, you know what the halacha is? They're not married. You have to have two witnesses there, even if we know for sure it happened. Why? What do you need two witnesses for? Hodos baltin kim eidim dami. Right, they admit. So why? So the Gemara uses the lashon of chav la'achrini. What does chav la'achrini literally mean? It affects others. So Rashi there says, because it affects, they're each also to each other's relatives now, according to what they're saying. So it affects others. So you can't affect others without witnesses. So the Rashba there asks, what if she has no relatives? What if she has no brothers or sisters or anybody? So the question is, lo plug. But chav la'achrini, according to some of the Soloveitchik achronim, say, it doesn't mean that literally you have to see who it affects. But it means that this is an action that maybe it normally affects others, but that shows it is a transcendental type of act. It is something that's creating a chalos. And therefore, this is an act that needs to be witnessed by two witnesses. Right? It's not just literally chav la'achrini. So not exactly the same here, but maybe it's something similar. And that is, if he's saying this, according to Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, he says if he's saying ones mefate, her status is affected. And her status is affected, so therefore, right, he doesn't have the power to do it. If he wants to give her a present, that's fine. But in terms of it being a payment of boshes of pagam, we won't accept. Okay. Viter. Says the Gemara. Ha'omer, so I was talking about the first knas in the Mishnah. Now the second knas in the Mishnah. Ha'omer ganapti mishalim esakeren, v'gomer. So we're gonna, v'chulu. Itmar. So here we go. This is another knas, which is not mentioned in the Mishnah, but as I mentioned earlier, this is the second type of unique knas. You might say every knas is unique, but there are two knasos that are linked to the act itself. One, and the value. One was kefel, and here's the other one. Palganiska, chatzi nezek, when a shor tam, we know a shor kidgor, the first three times he is considered a tam, and after that he is considered a muad, and a tam pays chatzi nezek, and a muad pays nezek shalem. So why does one pay chatzi nezek in that case? Major machlokas amoraim. Palganiska, Rav Papa Amar, Palganiska Mamona, Rav Hunabre de Vishua Amar, Palganiska Knasa. And the machlokas in Baba Kama Tesvav, and right here in Ksubis. Is the chatzi nezek that I'm paying what I'm supposed to pay? Is it Mamona? Meaning, as we'll see in a second, I'm supposed to pay full, but the Torah has Rachmanus, that I only pay half, or I'm supposed to pay zero, and the Torah is Machmir, and makes me pay half. But really, I should pay zero. That's the machlokes. What's the starting point? Says the Gemara. Rav Papa Amar Palganiska Mamona. Why? Ksavar Stam Shvarim Lavacheska Shimer Kaimi. Most oxen should not be considered washed. Says the Ritva. It doesn't mean that they're totally crazy wild, every ox, but it just means that you have a responsibility not to let it be free. You have to guard it. You have to assume that it might do something. Lava cheska shimer kaimi. Ubedinu de mishalim kule. And really, you should pay nezek shalem, like a shermua does. Vrachmanu de chaisi lave. The Torah has compassion on you, has rachmanis. Da'akati lo yaitura. You know, your ox wasn't warned yet. Right? You weren't warned about your ox. And therefore the Torah has rachmanis. But really, the half that you're paying is an appropriate payment. Because really, you should pay full. And just the Torah was makel on you. Rachmanu tachasale. The Tosa Rosh here says, interesting, again, important comment for Baba Kama. We know Baba Kama has three topics, the Homosechta, right? It's 10 prakim. The first 6 prakim of Baba Kama is one topic, Nizke Mamon. Right? All the others are Zikin. My property damaging your property. There are other sugyas within there, but it's first 6 prakim. Perek 7, 8, and 10 is about Kenev and Gazela, and Perek 8 is about Chavala. Right? 3 topics in the whole Perek. So, this comment of the Tosafot Rosh right here is important to that first topic. What does the Gemara here say? The Torah has Rachmanis, and therefore it doesn't make you pay. And the Tosafot Rosh says, just like the Torah has Rachmanis in other areas of Nezek. Where? V'chein chas b'miksas akol shar nezikin. Every Nezek, it has Rachmanis. For example, says the Tosafot Rosh, Ashein v'regel, Shein p'turin v'rishus harabim. We know Shein and regel, Shein the normal eating of an animal, regel the normal activity of an animal, the animal walks and tramples over my stuff. There's a p'turin v'rishus harabim for Shein and regel. Bar is us pat a chayiv only on animals. Pater on adam v'kelim. Eish, pater on tamun, on hidden items. So it's fascinating because all of those are based on Xeris HaKasavs. So, is there any svara for those? Is there a reason? Again, this is discussed at length in Baba Kama. Is there a reason that Eish is poter on Tamun? Is there a reason Shein and Regel poter on Tzarabim? Is that purely Xeris HaKasav, or does that make sense? So, says that the Tosafot Rosh, though, puts the patur of Chatzi Nezek for Keren, according to this opinion of Chas Rachman Alei, along with the patur of Shein and Regel, and the patur of Bor, and the patur of Eish. That's an important comment for Baba Kama purposes. But that's all Rav Papa. Rav Papa holds Palgan Iska Mamona. You should really pay full. Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua Amar, Palgan Iska Knasa, no. Palgan Iska, Chatzi Nezek is a Knas. Kasav ar Stam Shvarim b'cheska shimer kaimi. Really? You buy an ox, you can assume it's not going to go crazy. And you could give it a little room, little wiggle room. And Ubedinu, Dulo Lishayim Klau, really, you shouldn't pay at all. It's like Ones. Totally unexpected what this ox did. V'rachmanahu tekansei. But the Torah finds him, ki heche deninteret v'ture. So that he takes his shmira responsibilities a little more seriously. But really, fundamentally, it is a knas. Rashi here quotes, what's the machlokes, Rav Papa and Rav Yeshua, what's the machlokes? Based on mode b'knas, what's the nafkamina? Mode b'knas pater, right? That's always the nafkamina, as we know from our Mishnah. The main, again, we didn't flesh it out yet, so let's just flesh it out right now. The main issue in the lundus of knas is, when does the chiv of knas begin? We know the halacha is that everybody agrees to modeh b'knas as pater. Why is that? Why is modeh b'knas pater? So the Achronim suggest two ideas. Number one, maybe the simplest understanding is, because knas by definition does not exist until Beis Din says you are chayiv of the knas. Right? It's not like mammon. If I borrow money from you, then I owe the money from the moment that I borrowed it. I don't have to wait for Beis Din to say you are chayiv. I borrow the money, the action creates the obligation. What about knas? Right when I am gonev, I'm chayiv keren. The principle is mechuyah from the action. What about the knas? What about double? Does that flow from the action? So you might say, no. Knas, by definition, must be created by Beis Din. And that's why if I jump the gun, modeh b'knas pater, then I created it. And if I created it, then it's too late for Beis Din to create it. Shmuel says that if Edom come afterwards, it can still be created by Beis Din. But that is the principle of modeh b'knas pater. That's the simplest understanding. Meaning, it's just like, and this Rabbi Kiva Eger says this explicitly, in Makas Daf Hei, in the Gilyon HaShas, it's just like nefashos. Somebody's not chayiv. If somebody kills somebody else, they go to, okay, I'm chayiv misa, kill me. Or, should they kill themselves? Chas v'shoam. They're not chayiv misa until Beis Din says they're chayiv misa. If they know they owe money, they have to pay, even if Beis Din doesn't say. But knasos are just like nefashos. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger's comment. That is one whole group in view. But the other view says, no. There are rayas against that. There are rayas that even if you owe, even knas flows from the action itself. Rabbi Chanan quotes two strong rayas. What if you owe a knas, and then Shemitah comes, and Yonah the Yoma? Is Shemitah mishametes knasos? So there's a discussion of that. That Shemitah might be mishamet a knas. Even before Gemar Din. It doesn't exist yet. What are you talking about? Maybe it does exist. That's a raya. Rabbi Chanan in the Chelek Beis of the Kovet Shiurim discusses, he has two, he feels, foolproof rayas that the knas does exist, right? The Mishnah at the end of Shvius. Ha'ones mafata mozi shemra, ein mishamtin. And the Yerushalmi says, talks whatever the case is, but there's a manda amar there that says, shmitas mishametas knasos. Number one, it shows that it exists. And the other sugya, he quotes as a raya, is mesecha shvuas taflame gimel, mashbia ede knas. We know there's an iser in the Torah, there's a karban. If I know testimony on somebody's behalf, and I could testify for them and get them money, and I swear that I don't know their testimony, and end up that I lied. So I have to bring a carbon shvuas ha'edus, and I'm chayiv. So the Gemara says, though, it's only if it's a denial of money. If it's not a denial of money, so then you're not chayiv the carbon. So the Gemara says, has the discussion of mashbia ede knas. What if I could testify and help this guy collect knas? What do you mean? The knas doesn't exist yet. So again, Rabbi Chanan says, those are two rayas that I think the knas exists from the Maisa. So then why is modeh b'knas pater then? If knas exists from the Maisa. The answer is that even though it exists, there's a special din that Beis Din must implement it. Not that Beis Din is going to create it, but Beis Din must implement it, meaning it must be, as some say, an onesh. A punishment. Let's say parents want to give a punishment to their child. Right, the child does something wrong. Okay, I'm going to my room. Goodbye. No, that's not the issue. Is that the parent has to say, go to your room. The parent has to implement it for it to be called an onesh. Right? That's part of the teeth of the halacha. It exists beforehand. But modeh b'knas pater, because you jumped the gun, and therefore Beis Din didn't get to implement it. It's called an onesh. Rav Soloveitchik even asked a fascinating question. We know there's an iser in yesterday's parsha, Parsha's Vayakel. Counted as a separate los asei. If I remember, the last los asei in Sefer Shmos, in the Sefer Achinach. Right, Parshas Vayakel. What's that iser? We already have Malacha Shabbos. What's the Lusavar Eish B'chol Moshe V'Seichem? So, the iser is that Beis Din is not allowed to do Mises Beis Din on Shabbos. Or Malkus on Shabbos. Ask Rav Soloveitchik, What about being manish knossos on Shabbos? Fine, muksa. But is that a violation of a delraisa? Is that iser of being ma'anish? Maybe, is that iser any onish that bezin done is, or just one that violates a malacha Shabbos? Yeah, at least have that shayla. Once you say knas by definition in halacha is called an onesh, so if the Torah says bezin can't be ma'anish on Shabbos, is that purely because of the malacha Shabbos that you don't need this iser? Because you already know that from losasako malacha. So maybe this is including onshim of bezdin, even that don't violate isur daraisa of Shabbos. For example, knasos. He had that suffix based on this definition. Okay, so that is the major discussion of knasos. We'll get back to another important nafkamina on Amud Beis by the Shem in a couple of minutes. So Simon has a gmasha ma the hamis klal. Tznan says the Mishnah in the first parak of Bava Kamma. Hanizak v'hamazik b'tashlumin. Nizik and Mazik, the Nizik and the Mazik share in the Tashlumin. Fascinating Diak and Rashi, but let's just read this Gemara first. Hanizik and Mazik v'Tashlumin. The Nizik also has a share in the Mazik in the damages. So Bishlam Alaman Damar, what does that mean? Bishlam Alaman Damar, Paganis Kamamona, if I say that the half Nizik is Mamon, so Haida Deshayach Nizik v'Tashlumin. That's how I understand that the Nizik shares in the Tashlumin, meaning he's only getting half of what he's supposed to get. So he also hurts from this action. El Laman de Amar, Palganizka Knasa, but if you say Palganizka Knasa, so the Nizak should get zero. And instead he's getting half. So how could you say he's part of the Nezek? Hasha Delavdi Deka Shakel, he's taking more than he should. But Tashlumin Isa. So what does that Mishnah mean? What does that Mishnah mean that the Nizak shares in the Tashlumin? No, he doesn't, he gets more. Shares meaning he also gets hurt by it. So the Gemara answers, Lo nitzrucha ela lapachas nevela. It's referring to the depreciation of the carcass of the animal between the moment of the nezek to the moment of the Gemara din. Meaning, the person, the mazik, only has to pay for the price differential between when the animal was alive and when it first died. But for the difference from when it died till when it, Gemara din, that the nizak has to bear. So the Gemara says, Pachas Nevela Tanina, we already learned that in a different Mishnah. Tashlumei Nezek Malami Shabbaila Metaplam Nevela. We already learned that from a different Mishnah there in Bava Kamma. So the Gemara answers, Chad Betam v'Chad Bemuad. You need two Mishnayos to teach me that the Nizak bears the brunt of the loss of the Pachas Nevela, of the depreciation of the carcass, both by Tam and by Muad. V'tzrichan, you need both Mishnayos. Why? D'yashminan Tam Mishum Da'akati Lo Yad. By Tom, he wasn't warned yet. So that's why we're going to have Rachmanis on the Mazik. Aval Muad, the Iyai name alone, but by Muad, maybe we'll put the loss on the Mazik too. Vyashmina Muad, Mishum to Kamishalim Kule. And maybe the other way, if we only had Muad, maybe the Muad's paying Nezek Shalem. So don't make him pay more than that. Aval Tom, Emalo, Tzricha. So that's why we need two Mishnayos to tell me that Pachas Nevela is born by the Nizak. There is an unusual Rashi here. On the word Tnan, Rashi says, Tnan, Bababa Kama. Rashi sometimes throws in lines like that when you have like a Mishnah in Uxin, or a Mishnah in Taurus somewhere. He'll call it, no, you know, this is a Mishnah there, because he knows that not everybody is familiar with those Mishnayos. Bababa Kama! Everybody knows Bababa Kama. Rashi has to tell us, Tnan, Bababa Kama. Says the Shita Mukubetzes. The Shita Mukubetzes is also bothered by this. And he has another question. He says, usually when a Gemara quotes a different Mishnah from a different Masechta, what does it start by saying? Tznan Hasam. Where's the Hasam here? Tznan. Or if it quotes it, it'll say a Meisve. Right? Why is it quoting Tznan? So says the Shita Mukubetzes, for some reason, our Gemara all of a sudden moved its world. Our Gemara is in Bava Kamma right now. Because that's the locus classicus, as we might say. That's where the world of Knossos really is, in Bava Kamma. So, and we're about to talk about Chatzi Nezek, Paganizka Knossos, Gemara Moza. So all of a sudden, the head of our Gemara is in Bava Kamma. And that's why, you know, you would have expected? You would have expected first the Gemara to ask a question on our Mishnah, and then ask questions on other Mishnahs. But the question on our Mishnah comes up afterwards. The third question. Usually you have three Esveis. The first one is on the Mishnah at hand, and then the next two are like from other Mishnahs. Here, the first two questions are on the Mishnah Bava Kamma. Says the sheet, it doesn't explain why. I mean, maybe because that's the major sugyat knasos. He says, the Gemara here all of a sudden switched its head and lost itself on purpose. It's in Bava Kamma. And that's why it doesn't say tznan hasam, it just says tznan. And that's why Rashi says tznan Bava Kamma. That's what Rashi says. V'zeo shakasav Rashi tznan b'baba kama. He says, mishav dahach plukta shayiches b'misachas baba kama. U'pasach lachshuyeh mimishav baba kama u'pasach b'lashon tznan. Ki'ilu kaiminon b'misachas baba kama. It's as if it's there. Fascinating. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now. Try again. Tashma. And again, this has nothing to do with our Mishnah yet. Right? First, we're in baba kama now. Tashma, ma be tam le muad. What's the difference between tam and muad? Sha'atam mishalim chazi nezek mi gufo, muad mishalim chazi nezek shalim min aliyah. As we know, the difference between tam and muad is twofold, says the Mishnah. Number one, what you pay, and number two, is there a maximum? What you pay, chazi nezek and nezek shalim. But there's another difference based on psukim. A tam can never pay more than what the mazik animal is worth. That's called migufo. Meaning, if the damage of this animal was more than it was worth, that's a limit. That's called chatzi nezek migufo. And a muad pays, no, a muad, the mazik animal might be worth 200, and it did 800 worth of damage, that's about 800, min ha'aliyah, right? Even more than what it's worth. So those are the two differences mentioned in the Mishnah. Velok tani, but says the Gemara, why didn't the Mishnah say a third difference? Sha'atam eina mishalim al-piyatzma, umuad mishalim al-piyatzma. If palganizka is knas, so why isn't that in the Mishnah? That should be a third difference. Whether you pay al-piyatzma. So isn't that a raya that Paganiska is mammon? Answer, Tana Vashir. No, the Gemara Mishnah just didn't list off all the differences. There might have been other differences that are left off. So as the Gemara always asks, well, it wouldn't have just left off one. So my shir, the high shir, what else did it leave off? Shir chatzi kofer. It left off chatzi kofer. Meaning kofer, if a person's animal kills a person, then they have to pay kofer. What if a tom kills a person? Do they pay chatzi kofer? So according to what the Gemara is assuming, no, they pay zero. Right? So therefore, that is another difference. A muad pays kofar, and a tam doesn't pay any kofar. So that's another difference. So just like that difference is left off, so too, the mode of a knas difference is left off. Says the Gemara, that's no raya. Imishem chatzi kofar, lav shiuruhu. That's not called a shiur, because maybe the Mishnah is reflecting the opinion of Hamani Rabbi Yosi Aglilihi. Domar mitam mishalim chatzi kofar. So there's no raya. Again, we defend it. We don't end off with a kasha, but there's no raya from that Mishnah, because it could be Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it could not be Rabbi Yossi Aglili Shita, about whether a tam does pay chatzi kofer. Period. So now Tashma. So finally, we have our Mishnah. After two other questions about the Bava Kamma, now we get to our Mishnah. Tashma, hey Mishorius Ploni, O Shorush Ploni. Our Mishnah said that if my ox kills a person or kills somebody else's ox, Harina Mishal, Alpiyatsmo, you pay Alpiyatsmo there. So meaning, it's Mamon. My La Vitam, isn't our Mishnah also talking about Shortam? Which would prove that it is Mamon Lo B'Muad. No, maybe our Mishnah is talking about Muad. Aval B'Tam Mai, Eina Mishal Alpiyatsmo. What? Tom would not pay Alpiyatsmo? So the Tani Seifa, so why in the next case of the Mishnah do we bring in a new factor? Avdo Shoploni Eina Mishal Alpiyatsmo. If my shor killed a person's Eved, Shloshim Shal Eved, that's a Knas. So Niflog V'Nis Nibedida. If Tom is really a Knas, so what do you have to come up to a new Eved case? Ba'medram Amur Ba'muad Avdo B'Tam Eina Mishal Alpiyatsmo. Just be Mechalik within the factor of shor. You don't have to come up to Eved. Answers the Gemara, Kula B'Muad Kamairi. No, the Mishnah didn't want to do that. Rashi explains that whenever the Gemara asks this kind of question of why do you have to bring in a new factor, just be mechalik within the factor, so that's because you're being mechalik within a factor. Here, Rashi explains, Tam and Muad are two totally different cases. So it's no better than Shor and Eved. They're both two totally different cases, two worlds. And therefore, there's no better reason for us to have said Tam and Muad versus Muad and Eved. So therefore, the Gemara didn't say it. Tashma, next try. Zeakla, the last line of our Mishnah. Kala Mishalim Yisrael Meshahizik. Eino Mishalim Alpiyatsmo. Anytime you pay more than what you damage, so that's a knas. You don't pay Alpiyatsmo. Hapachos Mimashahizik. Mishalim Alpiyatsmo. Mashba, and if you pay less than what you did, you do pay Alpiyatsmo, right? Mashba, it's not a knas. Lo tema hapakad mashahizik ala ema hakama shahizik mashalam Alpiyatsmo. So Mar said, no, what the Mishnah really means to say is, if you don't pay exactly what you did, right? That's what the diak is. Ava pachos mai ena mashalam Alpiyatsmo. But if it's less than what you did, you don't pay al piatzmo. It's called the zaknas. So listen, why did the Mishnah say that? Zeakla kol she'ena mishalim kamasha hizik ena mishalim al piatzmo. The mashma pachos and mashma yeter. Why did the Mishnah say it clearly? If you don't pay exactly what you damage, then you don't pay al piatzmo, more or less. So Gemara answers tiyufta. It's a good kasha. It's a good kasha because our Mishnah sounds like that anything less you would pay al piatzmo. So Gemara says, but behilchas paganiska knasa. So we just asked the kasha, but we paskin that way. Paganiska is knas. Says the Gemara, tiyufta behilchasa. Could that really be? Tiyufta, as we always like to mention, is a very strong lashon of a question. We could paskin like the shita that was just knocked out. The Gemara answers in yes, we still can. Taima ma'itosiv, why did we have a tiyufta? Mishum deloktani kamasha hizik, because it didn't say kamasha hizik. Lopsikale, there's an answer to that question. It's not always clear that you don't pay when it's pachos mashi hizik that you don't pay al piatzma. Why? Kiva de'ika chati nezik tsroros. The hilchasa gemira la de mamona hu mishum hachi loktani. We know there's a halacha la Moshe Misinai. Well, that's what Rashi and Tosfos call it. The Rama might not think it's halacha Moshe Misinai. He might just say it's a mesora. That's what the Nitziv says. But it says hilchasa gemira la, which Rashi and Tosfos say, Baba Kama mean, and Rashi says here, halacha la Moshe Misinai, that in a case of regel, which means normal actions by my animal, if the animal walking and a pebble shoots out from its foot and breaks something, you only pay half. Chatzi nezek. Why? What do you pay half for? Right? It's regular, normal behavior of my animal. You pay up gzeras akasiv, not gzeras akasiv. Halacha Moshe Misinai. So there, and that's called mamon. That's called mamon. So therefore, there's another example where you have less than what you damage, and you're going to pay based on your own admission. That's why the Mishnah didn't say it. There's a machlokes Rashi here, the Russian Baba Kama. What is the halacha Moshe Misinai of tsroros? Is it that you pay half, or is it even that that's called regel? That is a machlokas. How much of the halacha is halacha Moshe Misinai? Would you say this is regel, with it shoots out, or this is unusual? Or that meaning, is this really Karen, but the halacha Moshe Misinai is telling me it's regel? Or no, that the whole thing is, you would have known it's regel, and it's just chatzi nezek. Okay, big topic there, not for now. Says the Gemara in the last section. Vahashta da amrit paganiska knasa. Now that we hold chatzi nezek is knas. So, therefore, every time something unusual is done, it's just like this. It's called Karen, and you're only going to pay half. Meaning, hi kalba dachla imri, if you have a dog that ate a sheep. Vishunra dachla shunri, or a cat that ate a chicken. Ravra v big chickens. Mishunu, that's unusual, v'lo magvina b'bavel. And therefore, it's called a knas. You'll be chati nezek, and you're not going to collect it in Bavel, because in Bavel, you don't judge knasos. Knasos are only in Eretz Yisrael. Avol zutre urchehu magvinan. But if they're small chickens, that's called normal, and that's called shein, and therefore you would pay. And here's the key line, that's a huge discussion. The tafas lo mafkina mine. What happens if it's in Bavel, and therefore Bezin is not going to say your chayiv, but the nizak goes and grabs and takes it from the mazik. Can he keep it? So the Gemara says he could keep it. Lo mafkina mine. What is that always? Hold. Tavas lo mafkinan is always a reflection of there's a chiyuv now that Bezin is just not going to implement it. But if you kick it, you could keep it. So this halacha seems to say lo mafkinan mine. Doesn't that show also that the knas exists already? It's just not implementable. Bezin wasn't mechayev it. That's what it sounds like. Lo mafkinan mine. Right? So this is a big discussion. Look in the Rush at the end of the first parak in Baba Kama has two columns of Rush. That's the source about Knasos and Mafkinan and Lo Mafkinan. Is there a way to re-understand this line? There is. About Lo Mafkinan mine, really the Knas doesn't exist. This only, Lo Mafkinan means up until the amount that you were damaged. But anything more than you were damaged, then for sure not. No, for sure not. This is just referring to as much as you were damaged. Or Rabbeinu Tam, right here in Tosfos here. Rabbeinu Tam says this means, not if you grab his property, if you grab the animal that did it. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Im tafas hamazik, the mazik itself. Pirush Rabbeinu Tam. Tafki tafas es hamazik atzmo. Avol davar achelo. No, you can just grab the mazik. You can't grab any of his property. Again, it's a big discussion exactly relating to the sugyas of knas. Vaito, let's just finish up. The amar, and if the person does not toe face, but he says, ikvili zimna l'Eretz Yisrael, I want to have a court case with him in Eretz Yisrael because I want this knas given to me. Magvi'inam be, lay. You just set a time for him. V'lo azel, and if the mazik refuses to go, mishamtina lay, you put him in chayrim. In any case, until he removes this dangerous animal, you are mishametim, damrin alei, salik hazekach, right? Remove this dangerous item in your property. How do you know that a person is not allowed to have a dangerous animal, right? A pit bull in his house. Right? You hear Rachman al-Aslan did various stories on the in the news where there was a dangerous animal that somebody had that did something to a neighbor. They've always been the nicest animal in the world. Inherently, if certain animals are dangerous to others, then it says you can't have a calabrava tok beso. Velo yamot sulam ruva tok beso. You can't have a rickety ladder or anything dangerous in your house. Shenemar velo sasen dam mevesecha. The pasuk by Makkah and the Sefer Achinuch is very important. Chinuch there in Tavkuf Membav, Tavkuf Mem Zion discusses that even though a person might say, well, Hashem is in charge, and only when a person's time comes will he go. So the Chinuch says, no, there's a mitzvah of Makkah. What's the mitzvah makkah? You have to put a gate around your roof. Why? Person on the roof, he's supposed to die. No. We're not allowed to have dangerous situations in our reshuyos, or dangerous items in our reshuyos, and therefore, it's incumbent upon a person to have that responsibility and not have the dangerous things, animals in their house, dangerous items in their house, right? A person always has to make sure that this is true. Okay, Hajjal Chaylanaris, and Beth Hashem, we will continue with the fourth parak tomorrow.